I have been seeing more bumblebees this past week. Some of my early spring flowers weren't pollinated, perhaps because there were so few pollinators due to the cooler temperatures. In the past few days, butterflies have also appeared. Here are a few more of the many flower adaptations for biotic pollination, i.e., by animals such as insects, birds, and bats. Particularly common in subalpine meadows where temperatures drop low at night, early flowers are often yellow, white or pale colors, bowl-shaped and act like hyperbolic reflectors. As the day warms up, the sun's heat is reflected onto the center of the flowers where the stamens and stigmas are located. Insect pollinators can take advantage of this warming by sleeping inside the bowl and being gradually warmed up so that, as they start moving around, they can pollinate the flowers. Bumbles and other bees are attracted to blue and purple flowers with lots of nectar and sturdy landing pads. Petals are frequently marked with patterns and lines going down into the throat of the flowers. These directional markings are called nectar guides, showing the pollinator where the nectar is at the base of the petals. Butterfly and moth flowers, like phlox, often have petals that are fused to form long floral tubes bearing nectaries at their bases. The upper parts of the petals are open and flat like a helicopter landing pad. The butterflies and moths land on the pad and use their long tongues to probe the floral tube to reach the nectar. Hummingbirds also have long tongues, but they hover in front of the flowers. They are strongly attracted to red and orange flowers, but will go to any color if there is a nectar reward. Bat and moth flowers open at night and many are pale but strongly perfumed. To deter nectar theft by insects that are too small to conduct pollination, e.g. ants, flowers may have very hairy throats, although crafty insects are known to sidestep these barriers by eating holes in the flowers close to the nectary.